Alrighty, welcome back to another segment of the Marketing Podcast right here on Contro Radio Network. My name is Donald Lowry. A lot of people know me out there as Big D. That is a radio name that I got stuck with many, many, many years ago. And basically it refers to the first letter of my name, D, capital D, Big D. Capital D doesn't sound cool. Hey, this is capital D. So we went with, it got stuck with Big D, and actually it was a good friend of mine that pegged that on me many, many, many years ago, and the name has just been there and stuck all these years. So yes, Big D, or the big letter, capital letter of my first name, Donald, Don. So Big D. And that's a little short explanation, because a lot of times when you say Big D, people are like, ew, man, that's, but it's nothing of the sort. It has nothing to do with anything sexual in nature at all. It is just a the reference to the first letter of my name, Big D. And so welcome aboard to this, the second issue of the Marketing Podcast. Hosted right here on the Contro Radio Network. And I don't know, we're going to kind of do some different things here with this program, the likes of what I haven't done on some of my other podcasts. And so one of the biggest things that we're doing here is we're talking about internet marketing, or any kind of marketing in general, how to properly market your business. The biggest thing, the first thing that you need to do is come up with a brand. You need to brand yourself, your company, you, your name, whatever it is. You need to brand that. And don't market someone else's brand. Let me give you an example. Let's say you're a car dealer, okay? And you don't want to market the dealership that you work for, even though it's okay to mention the name or mention a name or whatever. You want to become the expert in your field. You want to market you, the car salesman. You want to know everything it is that you need to know about being the best car dealer in your area. Okay, it's okay to say that I work at xyzdealership.com or whatever. But the whole premise here is that you're branding you. You are the professional, and you want to market you to the masses. You want to be known as the friendly, best, coolest dealer in the city, and he works over at XYZ. So go over and see so-and-so at xyzdealer.com. See what I'm saying? That's the whole premise, because if you ever leave that dealership, you can always take your marketing expertise and your brand with you. Okay, so let's say you leave XYZ dealership and you go to work for ABC dealership. Get it? Hey, this is so-and-so, and I'm over at XYZ dealership, and I want you to come on down and check out this car. Well, I don't know, maybe a year or two later, you change dealerships. Hey, you know, this is so-and-so, and I'm over at ABC dealership now, and I want you to come out and check out this car. You see what I'm saying? You are marketing yourself. The same thing goes with internet marketing, okay? Let's say that you are in a nutritional company. You want to market yourself, you as the expert. Hey, I am so-and-so, and I am with such-and-such company, and we have the best products, and this is why. And you can always take your marketing expertise with you elsewhere. Now, here's the other thing, and this is why I'm saying you need to be branding you. Because you need to become the expert in your field, and you need to have the right tools at your disposal in order to promote whatever it is you're doing. Now here's what I strongly suggest. Internet marketing especially has garnished a bad name. a bad reputation over the years. And there's many reasons for that. I mean, we can talk about upline support. We can talk about the company itself, their technical support, their after sales service support, that kind of thing. And yes, there are companies that have been around a long time that have created a name for themselves, and they have exceptional customer service, technical support, etc. But an individual joined the company and they failed because they didn't know what to do. That is the leading cause for people dropping out of internet marketing companies, is they don't know what to do. They're given a company's replicated webpage, and they're told, here, go send all your friends and family to this website and push them to buy the products. Well, that's not that, guys. That is so wrong on so many levels. Okay, you do not want to be trying to sell your friends and family at the Thanksgiving table or at the Christmas dinner table or at any other dinner table at any time throughout the year. You don't want to do that, because that just, quite frankly, pisses people off. Okay. Number two, you don't want to be marketing the company. It's okay to market the company, but there are certain things, there are certain steps that you should do before you send somebody to the company that you're working with. For instance, when you join a company, you're given what's called a replicated web page. A replicated web page is any web page that is replicated from the original website, but everything on there, all the call to actions and every product link and everything, is linked to you. Okay? And that web page is www.company.com/your username, whatever username you used to sign up for that company. Okay? It could be, Earn Net Wealth or Make Money Online or whatever. And what happens is it becomes either earnnetwealth.company.com or company.com/earnnetwealth, whatever it is that you use as your username, and then that is targeted to you. All the traffic you send there is linked to you. The problem with doing that is if you send a prospect, or let's see, last time we talked about split testing. So if you're split testing, you don't want to be sending two radio station ads to a replicated web page. Because here's why. You have no real control over what happens on that website. That's all led and done and taken care of by technical support from the company that you're with. That is the worst thing in the world that anybody can do, is send targeted traffic to a company replicated web page. Because once, if you're sending paid traffic to a replicated web page, and that individual goes there, they look, they click on the replicated web page link, and they leave, they're gone forever. Bye-bye, you'll never see them again. Now, we know that people buy by replication. In fact, it has been proven that it takes anywhere from 7 to 10 times putting your product in front of somebody, unless they're compulsive and buy on compulsion. It takes 7 to 10 times putting your product in front of a prospect before they will buy. So what does that mean? That means you have to be able to market to that individual continually. And you ask, well, how do I do that? Well, it's real easy. You create what's called a landing page or a splash page or a funnel, a marketing funnel, okay? And we're going to talk about marketing funnels in another program. But I want to kind of touch on it because we're kind of giving you the idea of how to market properly and effectively and not lose sales by promoting corporations' replicated web pages. So you want to create a landing page, and you want to offer the individual that lands on that page something of value in exchange for a name and email address at a minimum. Now, you can add to that. You can put first name, last name, email address, phone number, zip code, all this other stuff you can put in there. But I suggest at a minimum, you put first name and best email address. And so then whatever it is, you could offer an ebook, you can offer, for instance, I offer a $7 marketing funnel, okay? I also offer the 5 tools that I use to market online. That is a free book that I give away to people, okay? But it has some value because it shows them how to effectively market. So we can put any kind of a monetary value on there that we want. You know, learn the 5 secrets to successful marketing online, whatever. You send that prospect to that capture page. And in order to get access to that product, they have to put in their name and their email address. You're giving them something of tangible value in exchange for name and email address. Then, once they've done that, then they're directed to whatever website you want to direct them to. So let's just say, I don't know, let's say your nutritional company, xyzcompany.com, and xyzcompany.com offers free samples. You can give away free samples to people, okay? So what you can do is you can say, okay, log on to my webpage at www.successwithcoachxyz or PDF or whatever your name is, .com. They go to this landing page. This landing page says, hey, I want to offer you a free trial of my nutritional supplement. All you have to do is put in your name, email address, and where do I send your product? Your address. Put those fields in there. When that prospect says, well, okay, I'll try it for free, they put in their name, their email address, and then they put in their shipping address so that you can ship them the sample. When they click submit, they are taken to your xyzcompany.com's replicated webpage. Now it's safe to do that because what's happened is before you have sent that product, that targeted prospect to your replicated web page to convince them to buy from you or join your system or whatever, you have captured their email and you can even put their phone number, whatever you want. So now you have a prospect that has said, well, you know, okay, I'm willing to try the product. So they've given you their name. They've given you a telephone number that you can call them if you want. And they've given you a shipping address and their email address. Now you have a prospect that you can continue to put your product in front of. So you can call them and you can say, hey, so-and-so, you know, I want to thank you for stopping by my website. I got you're interested. I got the fact that you're interested in trying my product. I'm going to send a sample out to you. Be on the lookout, and bam, you can go to your website. Your because a lot of these companies inside the back office, you can set it up to send the free product to, or if you have product in your home, you can just ship it to them directly. However you want to do it, that's up to you. However you want to handle that. The point I'm getting at is you have now captured a prospect that has gained enough interest that they are willing to give you a little bit of information that you can now use to market to that individual. Okay, so after you get the product to them, you can call them back in a couple of days. Hey, you know, I checked and your sample was delivered. Have you had a chance to try it? What do you think? Et cetera, et cetera. Not only that, but you also have a marketing funnel now in place, follow-up system, a contact management system in place that is going to be emailing pre-written letters about your company to that individual. Okay? We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the contact management system that's part of the marketing funnel when we come back.
Hi, this is Lauren, and I want to tell you about a new team system that CRN is doing. You see, we are going to build a team of like-minded individuals who can learn how to earn an income right from the comfort of home. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then let's do something about it. Maybe you're stuck in a 9-to-5 rut, or maybe you want to make a few extra dollars on the side. You see, it really doesn't matter what the reason is. What matters is the drive and determination. Let us show you how you can join us, build a team, and make a few extra bucks while we're at it. You can even test drive it for free. Log on to www.pls.crnbroadcasting.com. Watch the video, fill out the form, and become an action taker today. Remember, www.pls.crnbroadcasting.com. Do it now.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Life is unpredictable, but you can count on Valley Food Storage to help you and your family prepare. With clean, natural, great-tasting, and long-lasting food storage, with our natural and nutritious freeze-dried food, you'll be storing the food you love to eat. Log on to ContraRadioNetwork.com and click on the Valley Food Storage banner. Alrighty, welcome back. I want to remind you to check out our sponsors. And you can do that by logging on to the website at ContraRadioNetwork.com. And all you have to do is click on the sponsors tab. And those are some of our sponsors. When you support our sponsors, you help support us. Get the tea, by the way. Get the Tea has kind of been with us a long time, and they send me product every month. I get product. I take the product. I use the product. It's good. Go over there, getthetea.com. Get yourself some of the Life Change Tea, like me too, you will be glad you did. So let's talk a little bit about, before the break, we talked about the marketing funnel and how you should, and we're going to get a little more in depth with that. We're not done with that. We might be done with it for right now, but we're not done with it completely. We're going to talk more about properly doing that. But I want to talk about a contact management system. What is a contact management system? Well, a contact management system is basically an email marketing platform that you can go in and you can write a series of letters. Some people call them autoresponders, but you can write a series of letters or campaigns, whatever you want to call them. And these letters are pre-written, and you can take your time, write, really good professional letters, whatever you want to. You can even go to Fiverr.com and you can hire, people that will write these things for you. The whole idea is that you can write write like 10 or 20 of these letters. and then you put them into the contact management system. Follow-up day 1, follow-up day 3, follow-up day 4, follow-up day 7, follow-up day 10. Send them out. You don't want to do it every day, because then it becomes overbearing and you tend to anger people. So you want to send them out, you know, you can send them out every other day, every couple of days, every few days. You know, I suggest sending one out immediately saying, you know, hey, thank you. And you can, if you've got a good contact management system, you can customize fields in there so that it takes that prospect's first name. Remember, when they put their first name in the form, that form is going to be linked to this follow-up system. So whatever customized fields that you put in there, you can also put those customized fields in the contact management system. For instance, their first name is Timmy. So you put in that custom, whatever that custom, and every one of them is different. Some of them are parentheses, F name, or parentheses, first name, or whatever. Whatever that, and they're all, they'll show you. So you put in there, hey, first name, and then you put in, Donald Lowry here, just wanted to follow up with you and let you know that I did get your request for the free sample, and I will be reaching out to you soon. So keep an eye on your telephone for that, and also keep an eye on your email, because I'll be sending you some more valuable information about what our products do and how you can get your hands on the best products there are. Oh, and by the way, we're having a special sale, and then you put in a link to if your company's having a special sale, or by the way, I want to talk to you about XYZ product, and you go into a little bit of the product details and you can get some of that. Then you put in the link to the sales page on your replicated website, you know, and then, hey, look, keep an eye out in a couple of days. I'll get back with you and follow up with you again. Thanks for reading and thanks for signing up. And then the next day, So that's the first day. Then wait a couple of days and send out another follow-up, something along the lines of, hey, so-and-so, just wanted to let you know that I value the fact that you have taken the time to sign up for a free sample. Oh, by the way, we're running, you know, we've got this going on. You can become an affiliate. You can earn money. All this other stuff that you can put into these letters, and you can span them out over 10 or 20 of them, and then you can span those out over the series of a month, okay? And a good contact management system will also allow you to track how many emails are being sent. In other words, are these emails being sent? Are the email addresses bouncing? Are they even valuable email addresses? Has the prospect, you can see if the prospect has clicked on and opened up the link. You can actually see the links that the individual is clicking on. All of this information is sent to you, or you can look at through your contact management system's administrative area. So you know if people are clicking on the links in your emails, if they're even opening and reading your emails, okay? Guys, this is so important. That, like I said in the first series, we talked about knowing the numbers. Guys, you got to know this stuff. It's so critical. You wonder why people fail? It's because they don't know this stuff. They don't know the numbers. They don't know how to split test. They don't know how to properly set up a marketing funnel. They don't know how to use an automated follow-up system or a contact management system. They don't know how to get a good contact management system that shows them whether their prospects are clicking on links or even opening the emails. And this is why people fail. And then what happens is if they don't make sales right away, or if they don't get rich overnight, oh, this company's a scam, or this company's no good. I've seen it so many times. I know companies out there that have had people say, well, that company's a scam because I didn't make any money. Well, you didn't make any money because you didn't market it properly. I can't make sales. I'm not a salesman. You don't have to be a salesman. All you have to do is have a system set into place and let that system close the sales for you. Once you have your marketing funnel, your landing page, a good contact management system set up, and a good follow-up series, then all you have to do is drive traffic to it. And forget about trying to cold call people. You can, if that's the way you feel comfortable doing it. You can do anything you want. The point I'm getting at is you let the system close the sales for you. And if you have a good system set into place, it will do just that. And if you're sending the correct traffic, not your friends and family, we call that the warm market, you don't do that. You can, but you don't. You let what you're doing speak for itself. I assure you, my friends, once your friends and family see the success you're having with the system that you're using, they'll come to you. Hey, man, what is this? Tell me about this. You see what I'm saying? Instead of you chasing that prospect will come to you. It's proven. It's proven fact. If you do it right, you don't have to go and sell your friends and family. Your friends and family will sell themselves to you. All right, so back to the contact management system. You have your series of letters set up, and you let that series of letters send out those campaigns on your behalf. So we talked about before, it takes 7 to 10 attempts. Remember I told you to write 10, 15, maybe 20 of these letters? If by the time they reach the end of the marketing series and you've done a good job at writing an effective follow-up campaign, if by the time they get to the end of that series, they have not purchased, or they have not reached out to you, or they have not clicked on any of the links or any of the anything, then they're not worth it. Let them go, because they're not interested and they're not ever going to buy from you. If you have sent them 20 emails and they have not bothered to click on one single email that you've sent them, chances are they're never going to click on anything. So move on. Time to move on. But don't delete them, because what you can do is you can go into your contact management system and you can send out a blast, an email blast, to everyone in a specific list or lists. And for instance, we're in the holidays. Around June, you did a marketing campaign. The individual went through and they didn't do anything. But you can go in and you can send an email blast, or if your company is running a special, you can send an email blast out to everyone on that list and you can say, hey, so-and-so, we're having a special right now. Click this link. You can still continue to market to them even after they have gone through the entire autoresponder campaign series. Okay. For instance, a company that I'm with, what they do is every week they have a live hangout and they have an individual that goes on there. Franco, he goes on there and he does these live hangouts. You can blast those hangouts to people on that campaign list or on all of your campaign lists, whatever, if your company does this, and they're closing the sales for you. Maybe they have sizzle calls. Hey, get on this call. Here's the number. Here's the dialing code. You see, even after they're through the series, you can still market to them. And you can market to them until forever, until they opt out. By the way, the CAN-SPAM laws say you have to give them an option to opt out, and you also have to put your information in there so they know how they can contact you. In case they don't know how to opt out, you can get them opted out. You have to give them a way to get out. Okay, that's part of the CAN-SPAM Compliance Act that was enabled many years ago. And a good follow-up contact management system will have all that stuff put into place So you don't even have to put that in there. It's already in there in the signature file. So that's a key to effective marketing, repetitive marketing, we call it, where you can capture a prospect, then you can send them anywhere you want, and then you can your system continues to work to upgrade them all on its own. And you can jump in there and help too. I don't know, maybe you're not doing a nutritional product. Maybe you're selling widgets, okay, and your company doesn't offer a free sample. Well, there's plenty of ebooks you can buy about marketing or whatever. Become the expert, give them that, and then send them the download link once they opt in, and then you can send them to your widget site, whatever. What I'm trying to tell you people is that you have to have the proper tools. You want to get a hold of those proper tools? Log on to my website at donaldlowry.com. That's www.donaldlowry.com. And there's a little video there. Watch the video. Put in your name, your email address, and you'll be taken right through my funnel. I'm not going to lie. It's a funnel. And it's set to show you how you can use the same tools that I use. Now, we're talking about lead capture pages. We're talking about unlimited subdomains. You can even buy unlimited domains. Unlimited subdomains. You can have a power blog. You can have the contact management system. There's the hangouts that the company does every week that closes traffic for you. All of that stuff is all there. And you can log on again, donaldlowry.com. Put your name and email address in there. It's not going to kill you. And get a little bit of information. There's a little bit more information on the proper tools. And not only that, but how you can also earn an income using these tools. So I'm out of time for today. I will be back again with another program here in the near future. Make sure that you're subscribed to my list. All you have to do, like I said, is donaldlowry.com. And go check it out. The ContraRadioNetwork.com is the other website I want you to go check out. And make sure you check out the sponsors over there. And listen to John Jeffers, the Jeffers Brief, my cohort and partner in crime. and there's a lot of other cool stuff happening at ContraRadioNetwork.com. Check out Mumblet. Mumblet is a great alternative social media platform that we use as well, and you can follow us there. So we're going to get out of here. We're out of time today, but we will be back again with another program, another marketing podcast right here on the ContraRadioNetwork.com. Until then, my name is Donald Lowry, also known as Big D. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
You're locked on to the Contra Radio Network.
This is the Contra Radio Network, CRN for all the right reasons.